Shenigdara, Al Yisrael Lamala Megalos Leis Lamata Ba'olam Hazeh. In Ador Zakai, the Eibushter tells the Tzaddikim Shebedor. Megalos the Tzaddikim Kadei Sheyispal will be a Matshur Rachman. Then Ein Ador Zakai, Megalos Mushoitim. And Bechum Beis Amikdash should bring the Gemara Babas. Mushoitim Multinaitis. So Dr. Medrash, Eliyahu Novi tells them, you know this Exeter Shemai, Pais is going to be wiped out. How is it signed? Damatit. Because Xer that's betit, I know it's easier to daven than to change Xer. Damat is a shrek as a mass. So Elio told him betit hi chasuma. So he got to work. He got to work! We have to do the same. Mitrech simcha. Today's not a pressure. Today's simcha. Ima chizik. But a kilishu asra. And he started gathering tin like his mama shesila. So the brisker of. Said over a maisa, Reb Chaim Volozhin was taking a walk in Volozhin. He said it over to show his Amsa Torah. Okay. And he was walking in the street and he met an Odom Oni, the Oraman. Omalei Ha'oni, that I have a Dvar Torah to tell you, Reb Chaim. Do you want to hear from me? Please. On one condition, you pay me a ruble. If you give me a ruble, I'll tell you the Dvar Torah. He was an Oni. Chaim Volozhin, right here, he was masking. He took out a ruble on the spot from his pocket and he gave it. And he started saying it to Atoyah. He said over this message that the Eibishter, when there's a dirt zaka, he told Tzadikim in order to be more than to do tshuva to daven. And Elio asked Elio, was chasuma b'dam b'tit, told him over the whole thing. Shane Medish. This man is from Chaim Volozhin. I don't think he had to pay a ruble to the Oni for it. Came the Oni to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, I have a shayla to ask you. Show me a remez in the Megillah that it was chasuma betit and abedam. Any remez to what Elio told him? I read it in Loshen the way Reb Iskarov said it over. V'lo yodda ha'goyin Reb Chaim v'loshen v'loshen. He didn't know the answer. Omol ya'oni, it's a remez in the pasuk was parosh la'kesev. Asha omol, the kids know this, asha today, asha omol omol, nishkar ha'gim te ha'melech by Yehudim la'abdom, to destroy them. La'abdom lo'ibedam. I say, take yourself. Le'abdom, le'abdom. And the state of Vaitik, Yehoma, Be'abdos, Agag, Yitzor, Yitzor, Yehudim, Choshev, Adu, Le'abdom, Hippopur, Hu, Agoyer, Le'humom, to mix them up, Le'abdom, Tevis, Le'abdom, Hu, Oiskis, Le'abdom. And he was Nelam. The Oni walked away. And Remez, Chaim Volozhin, the Ephes, was Pseshukim by this. And who's this Oni? He didn't know who he was. He was later by his Rebbe, the Hilly Gagoyen, La'achaz Mani went and ate a Rabbi Agra. We told him over the whole incident, the whole story. We simply like those eyes. Omer lehagra, shemisha b'shayit agil lezayis l'marchai. Yene el yuan rovi that was megalot to marchai. That there's going to be a gzeira, and it's only chasuma b'tit and apadam, was this person that came to you now and told you the remez of love. Lebedam. So take it up. Shemisha gil lezayis l'marchai b'shayitai. Who was shagil lezayis to tell you this remez? Sheinemaz. The Mishkarov said, oh, that's Avsa. Tell you, the Rubble, what does it have to do with us? I want to tell you, we're in the same Hester like it was then. But we have to realize that we have Tzadikim and Ein Ha'ed in every door, and in this door, that is Zakai. I don't have to tell you who I'm going to go. Every Christ in Hester is going to go. Litva Shavel, Chesiva Shavel. There's a Chesiva Shigil here in Baruch Park. He used to be in Baruch Park. Now he lives somewhere else. A rabbi, I say his name. And he used to live in Bnei Brak. He's a Yid that's 80 today. He told me he knew Reb Chaim Tarievsky when he was in his 30s, in his 40s. And he said, every Shiloh that he asked him then, he says he's like the Urim Batum. He knew whatever he learned, he knew Midat Clark. That's such a Yad Tishmai. That was when he was in the 30s and 40s. He happens to be recently telling everybody, Mashiach is coming for me. And there are people that are getting nervous. Something, you don't say such things. Yeah, Ruach HaKadosh. It's Takamon. I also heard, first time I heard it. The Yestam Shant, his Adam that was here for us last week. And he said, he doesn't know for sure Mashiach's coming. But he knows it's coming! And he wants to instill in us that Kiddushuascha, the way we should daven. That if we know it's coming, oh, we're going to daven this in the Tzapa. He's doing it. He's a Yidden that talked to the Rebbeinu Shleiman. Shtik Teire! Zikaron doesn't bring you Kolot Teire Kulam. Don't fool yourself. It's also Yaktish Maya. It's all a Mela, Siyat Shmaya. And he's telling them we have Eine Ha'eda being Moiras. Let's use today and tomorrow. Genuk Shoyin. Only Shaitan don't have these Giluyim. Like the Wasa Chumis and Megdash. We have Eine Ha'eda being Moiras. Davin, Davin, Davin. Today is not a day of tzar. Today is a day of simcha. There is so many tzibracha reyim. So many people need shidduchim. So many people need panasa. So many people need gesund. We have the key. Today, tomorrow. Keli, lama zavtani, kapita yud gimel. Davin b'chol alev. In the spirit of kiddushuas, we can do it. They did it then. And that gives us chizik. It's a haftacha that if we daven the way they daven, we said over before, you're going to be answered. Utilize. Lehoidiya. We sing and we dance. That's the Indian, the simcha, even in Hester Ponim, the Rebbeinu Shalom is there orchestrating Nisim the way he did it. That's what the Rishon Rav said in the Piyut, and we say, Lehoidiya, what an emissary mashin, the Chodom, one who are to me, Goy Godoil. Realize it. That's what the whole Kriya Shemagim is all about. We have it here. That's why we're framing it tomorrow. When we realize that Rebbeinu Shalom is orchestrating, preparing the Yeshua, you come to such a Avi, Makabel Torah Baratzin, I'm not going to speak about it, it's late. We usually speak about the Simcha, but Likvul. This brings Simcha when you feel you have a loving, caring Father that's with you, holding your hand, preparing the Yeshua. He just waits, turn to me. Daven, not feel the pressure that there's nobody else to turn to. And then you're going to be muftach. Daven for Avi Yidin. Daven for the Klal, for the Prat. The Bereshon can answer. Remember, tomorrow was the day of Simcha. I said it over in Flatbush, and I'm going to say it over. I said it yesterday here a little bit. There are people that need Simcha. There are people that don't realize they have a Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm telling you, people that come to the shir in Flatbush, wherever I am, people call me, whatever, I don't know why. They're tzibrach on the people, I'm telling you. They don't feel the Rebbeinu Shalom holding their hand. Look after them tomorrow. Simcha is a mechayiv to make tzibrach on the men shemutav odom harba v'tadas tav yoinim. She'ein shom, she'ein shom, she'ein shom, she'ein simcha g'dayim for el samech, leiv adim, you see somebody tomorrow, whether he's your friend or not, smile, dance with him. Make him happy, make him feel that he has a Rebbeinu Shalom that's holding his hand, taking care of him, and worrying for him. Maybe send him a shleif once. Every mishloach and what it is, every mishloach and I said over a whole shiv, even it's a mitzvah kiyumus of shtayim of rites. Send to brach and a yidden. Look after them tomorrow. Look after, invite them to the suda. I have four people that I went over to yesterday, but I'm a consul, that are not married. Older people. One is a bal tshuva, one is this, one is that. I usually, most of the day I'm home. The suda, then I go over to my father. It's the only time a year I go over to him for a suda, for the whole family. Most of the damn home. So I told him you should come over. He says, one sec, I'm trying to show what kind of tzibrach. He says, I'm a tzibrach and a match. I don't think you want me. I said, I want, first of all, I don't think you're tzibrach, and I told him. And I said, I want you to come over to be with him. You know what he told me? Because I'm tzibrach and I get toicher. And he said, you don't want me in your house. He said, I'm doing this for 40 years already. Now, it was the last minute. It was mincha. I couldn't, can you imagine how many people, a normal person, I don't even see his emotional problem. He's not married, right? He's 65. Look after these people tomorrow. There are plenty of people you should send them a shlep and they need it, good. And they get 100 without you. But there are people that don't. He tells me, he said, he doesn't know where to go for the suda. Who's going to want it? He was sameach yidden that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom. And then you mean to cover the shchina, and then all your tefillahs are going to be answered. We should be zaycha. Starting with today, chaparai and yedem minut to talk with people today. The Rebbeinu Shalom should listen to our tefillahs, bring the Yeshua. Again, I mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, I really should come with such a chosha b'tzibra. Here's a kibbu b'kibbu every day b'ratzon. The way people come to learn Torah with the Gishmak, not the regular time people go to the Afyami. Emes, I give you a chorus of Torah that I prepare shiurim with such a chosha b'oilam. Unbelievable schus I have. I should really go to every person and give a shloach once. I don't drive. It's hard for me. My father shul comes over to me. I have to be home. And I don't expect anybody, if you want, it's a cover for me if I bring with you Purim. I wouldn't tell it to you, but because I moved with a year ago, last year for Pesach, so I have a new address. Don't come to my old address. Somebody already went to something else, an old address. They sent me to, I live in Ocean Parkway between M and N, and my father's shul, 1335. I'm home most of the day. If you come, I have this chus to be mechaber you when you come, because I really should go to you. Other Rabbi, we should bring together, be with Simcha, demonstrate to your children that the Rebbeinu Shalom is here and goes with us. Atat, kum to Gula, atat. Atat, wa'idiyah. Rebbeinu Shalom used to sing by the Sulis Purim, Rebbeinu Shalom. My Rebbe Reb Chaim Zoich gelernt in Golos, and he was besimcha because he knew that he had a father to talk to. Talmus in Golos, to bring the chizik in Golos, never to forget that the Zibonish was Mizoicha, to see already the Gula Shlema, maybe Purim will be able to see the Emesis Golos that will never become Bakum. Afreilich in Purim and Afreilich